analyze your problem. You start your day every Monday and you finish every Friday. And do you find that, hey, where have I reached? Am I going up or am I going down or downwards? Do you find and do you analyze the problem? So today I'm going to discuss with you people the powerful points. I'm going to share you the powerful points which will help you to analyze your problem. Let's take example number one. Keep it simple and look first for the easy solution. I repeat the powerful point. Keep it simple and look first for the easy solution. Next point, which is most powerful than the first point, regard problems as an opportunity for the team learning. Regard problem as an opportunity for team learning. Third point, consider an issue for every possible angle. I repeat, consider an issue from every possible angle. Point number four, which is more powerful, look for the positive side of any negative situation. Yes, look for the positive side of any negative situation. Point number five, ensure you have all the facts before taking action. Ensure you have all the facts before taking action. So my dear, here I have discussed with you the five strongest points. Now let's take the example of giving sports, right? Giving help to somebody. And here is a more powerful word for you. Find ways to showing people that you trust them to act effectively. I repeat, find ways to show of showing people that you trust them to act effectively. Point number next, never refuse requests without careful thoughts. I repeat, never refuse request without careful thoughts. If you have no mind to understand, so don't give an answer straightforward no. Right? Next point, reward success with prize as well as material recognitions. Reward motivates your team, right? Reward motivates your team. Don't be such a boss that everything you want to keep in your pocket. If you keep everything in your pocket, your employees, your staff, your friends, they will leave you. They will go far away and they will start working with their own venture or with someone else. Always be loyal to your people in any public situation. Next point, if you have to criticize someone, do so in private. So my dear, here I have discussed with you people the strongest point which will help you to improve your effective public speaking. So guys, I'll be waiting for the feedback from your people, because I have been sharing my podcast from a long time and I'm waiting the feedback from you people. So share a feedback, and next episode I will bring inspiring excellence. Let's take an example. The difference between leader and the management lies in the leader's ability to inspire, the will to excel, right? People on to achieve their best through motivation, right? So here I'll be discussing with you people inspiring excellence. So see you in the next episode. Till then, take care and bye bye everyone.